So is there an unboxing video I need to watch?
Yeah.
Links, retweets.
Did you retweet it?
No, I didn't retweet it. Come on.
Wow.
I just got on Twitter like right before you got on Twitter.
That's messed up.
That ain't messed up. That's just how it is.
Is there lotion involved in this review?
Oh. I don't know.
What are you watching?
Baseball?
What's that? Oh, what is that noise?
What is it? Oh, is there a low hum, buzz?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's Canada. No, I don't know. I can't hear it, so.
There's another.
I can hang up.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not you, but I also can't hear it.
Yeah, I don't hear anything.
I don't hear anything.
I heard something.
I don't hear anything either.
Uh-oh. Wait. Oh, snap!
What?
Wow.
Is that what franchise hears?
Yeah. Well, nobody's cranked it up yet.
Only
that was a premature crank.
That was
a premature crank.
I thought that was an ice cream truck.
No, that was one of those jack-in-the-boxes, right?
No, that was ice cream.
Play it again.
It was an ice cream truck, listen.
That one sounds way too high class. Like, it should be like a little bit busted, a little bit off key. Maybe it misses a note or two.
Too clean.
Yes, too pristine. All right, you guys ready? I'm ready if you guys are ready.
Let me see.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me see if I can get it.
What are you going to throw it on the ground?
See, now that's ice cream.
That's ice cream music.
That's definitely ice cream.
Yeah, but it's not excuse machine music.
No, it's not. It's definitely
excuse
not.
Machine music right here. That's excuse machine.
I need a.
Is that the intro music?
I need a live update on the baseball game right now.
Oh, Matt Scherzer.
All right.
He's on the mound.
All right.
It's 5-4.
Still?
Bases are loaded, two out. Detroit's up 5-4.
Whoa, how did they come back?
A lot of hits.
Thank you for the analysis, Canada.
Yeah.
A lot of hits. Isn't baseball your number one sport? Like no. Over hockey? You are like the rare Canadian who loves baseball or hockey. Isn't that
yep.
true?
I'll watch baseball in October.
Can we get this baseball game streamed live on hockeyreality.net?
No.
No? Wow.
Victor homered to tie it, and then Austin Jackson hit a single.
I am guaranteeing Oakland will win.
Peralta hit something.
Oh. This game evens the series, right?
Boom!
Goner. Oakland wins.
That's right. Detroit won.
Oh. Wow.
Detroit baseball. Aren't you psyched?
No, I'm not a Tigers fan.
You're a Detroit fan.
I am a Lions and Pistons fan. And occasionally the Red Wings.
He is a Cubs fan.
Cubs. Cubs. Cubbies.
Okay.
You gotta know that about him. You gotta know. He has one out of market team, and that's the Cubs.
Come on. Get with the program. Now you're on next year's bubble.
What about the Colts?
What about the Colts?
I thought you were a Colts fan.
I actually have more Colts gear than Lions gear. I have a Harvin Marison jersey.
It's the same color though, right?
Eddie, why did you just put him on the bubble for the next 5 years?
He deserved it.
Wow.
Oh no.
I'll take it.
Oh no, you did it. Oh no, you did it. Who did that?
What?
Who is responsible for this? Snap.
Can't put this on me.
Oh, who? I want to know who is responsible for this. Who did
God
that?
God dang it.
Who did that?
I was about to put him on.
I mean, the community did vote. Biggest rivalry.
Are you in a car? Do you have a working microphone? Have you eaten beyond two souls yet?
Was that a game out?
Yeah.
It's what's for dinner.
Oh.
1 second. All right. I'm going to play theme music while we wait 1 second. Here we go.
NFL football goes nighttime. Greatest teams in the newly combined AFL-NFL National Football League will be playing regularly scheduled games under the lights every Monday night. Monday Night Football on ABC.
Welcome everyone to the TPS NFL Update, Week 5 Update. I am E-Diddy999 and Pantera. Pantera, yes. Can you hear me? Does your microphone work? All right. Pantera, you are here for the first time this season.
Yeah, I don't know why. Why would I be here this time?
I don't know, but I am so happy you're here.
I'm honored?
Yeah, you better be.
Screw you both.
That guy right there. Enemy number one himself, born 34.
Born. Enemy number one. I'm on your side here, okay?
Yeah.
The guy.
No. You got one. You got a trump card on your sleeve. The man of the hour that's playing dirty pool over there.
Oh, wow. Wow. You
got somebody that's going to trump him.
That guy throwing accusations all over the place. Franchise 254.
As usual.
Canada. It was a boring week.
Boring week. Canada is also here. He's watching baseball.
Nope.
All right. And McLean just woke up checking his Twitter feed. Anything good happen yet?
Good morning.
Only the unboxing videos.
Unboxing videos. Make sure you check out all unboxing
videos. Jizmopper. That's his YouTube.
So let's first start off with the Blue Shack Podcast Michigan Update. Thanks for listening to the Blue Shack Michigan Update. 5-0 Michigan, the team of destiny Michigan. And I'm a little confused here. I need an explanation on how Notre Dame can have Manti Magic. That's all I've been hearing. Is Manti Magic. Oh, they're undefeated. They're beating a bunch of nobodies last year. And all of a sudden they get to be a team of destiny, but Michigan, nobody gives them any credit for beating everyone. Undefeated. Somebody explain this to me.
I can tell you why. Because they haven't beaten anybody. Let's see, how can I say this? 72 to whatever.
Who scored like 72 that? To whatever?
Come who on. Did that? The Baylor.
Oh,
Baylor.
Come on. Stop with the Baylor. I get it. They can score on anybody, except they're playing nobody. Okay?
Hey, just like Michigan.
Whoa! You mean the team of destiny? 5-0 undefeated?
Who have they played? You tell me.
Big Ten schedule, the hardest conference in all of college football.
Softest conference in all of college football.
And we are taking it all the way to the BCS championship.
You haven't played anybody yet. Wait till you play Ohio.
12-0. Oh, come on. Stop with them. They almost were exposed by Northwestern.
Ohio State franchise, just to clarify.
Ohio State. Okay,
Ohio.
I'm sorry. Ohio.
It's Ohio.
Even Ohio. Even Ohio of Miami.
What, bro.
Play them.
You better They'll watch your play. Mouth. I'm telling you right now. I think you all can agree with me. Michigan is showing their team of destiny, pulling out victories when their backs are against the wall.
Against nobody's.
And that's it for the Blue Shack Podcast Michigan Update. Now it's time for some CFL action. Are they still playing football?
Wait a minute. We need the Bearcats.
No! Oh, you got to be kidding me.
No. Bearcat.
Oh, my gosh. Who'd they lose to this week?
Who'd they lose to? Who did they blow out this week?
My gosh. Enough with the blowouts, okay?
They haven't scored under 60 points all season.
When you're playing a CFL schedule, I expect you to blow out by 60.
CFL schedule?
Yeah.
Playing an NFL schedule.
Oh my gosh. You got
NFL contending college teams.
Oh wow. You have got
Except
to be kidding.
Pop Warner teams like Michigan.
Barton, you can't stand for this. First he takes a shot at Ohio.
The Bobcats.
And now he's... Now he's saying that they're playing an NFL schedule in college football. You have got to be kidding me.
Wow. Just got to wait for the Browns. It'll be the trifecta.
All right, so next up, CFL. Now, I'm not going to go to McLean on this one. I want our number one CFL fan to tell us what's been going on with the Blue Bomber. Canada?
They're doing really bad.
Oh, man, that's not good.
Really terrible. They're a terrible team.
No, but, I mean, have they reached out to Tebow yet? I think it's time. It's Tebow time.
Okay, well, they have 4 points.
Is that good?
No.
Oh, that's not good?
They have 2 wins and 12 losses.
So wait, what do you mean they have 4 points? Is this like soccer? Where you get a point for a win or a half point or whatever?
You get 2 points a win.
Oh my gosh. What is wrong with, you win more than you lose, you make it to the playoffs. Is that really hard to figure out? Why do we have to have all these conversion factors to figure out which team is better than another?
They're Canadians, eh?
Yeah, oh my gosh, Canadians. Let's just hope.
The Blue Bombers have lost 4 in a row.
Oh my gosh. This is your fault, McLean, to be honest with you.
The Blue Bombers, we're the official podcast of the Blue Bombers. What are you talking about?
Blue Bomber Update brought to you by a Beast Mode podcast.
Wait, in the Big Ten.
All right, what's next? What do we do next? We talk a little bit about the NFL itself. Disappointing loss for the Lions this week. Unfortunately, they didn't have the number one wide receiver in the NFL, and you could tell.
Mm-hmm.
When you take out one of the best players to ever touch a football, you kind of expect to not be able to score.
And that's what happens when you're one-dimensional.
Wow. One-dimensional.
What happened to him?
You just said you just gave the definition of being one-dimensional.
Reggie Bush cannot carry this team on his back.
Wait a minute.
He's a piece.
That sounds like something to me. What does that sound? Is Detroit doing the dance? Is that what they're doing?
No. Here, there's the problem. If it was Detroit doing, you would hear gunshots. You would definitely hear gunshots. People screaming. Let's talk about the Cowboys though. I mean, they look good this week until they got Romo'd. Oh man. And everyone in the entire country, America's team, was cheering when Romo'd himself. McLean, I know you were all over that and you were jumping for joy and crying at the same time. Right?
Yeah. I can barely.
What?
Am I the only one who the call quality is bad for?
I think so. Nope.
Yeah, maybe you should call us back.
Okay, I'm going to call you back.
Connection's getting Romo'd.
that Dallas game was pretty, it was bittersweet.
Bittersweet. Well, what do you mean bittersweet?
Yeah, what do you mean?
He got a lot of yardage, but then through that last.
He Romo'd himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
Romo'd. That's classic Romo. You should have known that was going to happen.
I told you guys
at the draft that he was a choke artist.
I mean, up to that point.
Like you tell us. You know, this is your first. I think the other day was the first time you watched football.
No. I agree. Pantera is the Romo sucking expert. Like, he's been saying that for years.
I've never watched him play. I've said it in the draft.
He wasn't drafted.
Just because it's one of the only easiest names to pronounce doesn't mean that he knows what he's talking about.
All I'm saying is I'm going off of the stats, and Pantera's been saying this for years. Romo's going to Romo himself. And that's what happened.
He had one of the best games ever.
He did.
A quarterback.
It's unfortunate that at the end of the game, when it really matters, when you actually have to make a play, I mean, this isn't third quarter.
Yeah,
stuff.
He gave him the lead.
This isn't the third
and then
quarter.
Then they gave it
the
away.
First quarter. This is clutch time. 2 minutes left in the game. Go ahead and win it for us. And by that, I mean throw an interception.
How bad is that game when, you know, you're like, there's always that asterisk next to this game because he's like, I got 500 yards. Not many people have done that, but I lost.
Yeah, that's verbatim from his press conference.
He outplayed Peyton Manning.
Wow. Did Peyton Manning throw an interception in the last two minutes
his first
to
one,
lose the game?
His was way worse.
That's right, too.
No,
because there was no pressure whatsoever.
First one, too.
Oh, he just threw it away.
No. Peyton Manning went down and won the game for his team. Did you see his clutch kneel down and fall down? Those were clutch. He could have fumbled, but he didn't. He didn't Romo himself.
He could have slid awkwardly and tore his ACL, too.
Look, we have to give Romo credit.
No, we don't.
He threw for 506 yards. That five touchdowns.
He also threw an interception to lose
mean?
The game.
What does that mean?
Philip Rivers had a better game against the Cowboys D.
Did you guys hear what Harrison said?
No, what did he say?
He said basically at the end of the game that you can that when he was on the Patriots,
oh, that's right.
They would always plan for the last 2 minutes to have a Romo factor where he would actually mess yeah. up in some way.
Well, see, isn't it kind of disturbing that Romo has
Rodney
this,
Harrison,
you pulled a
he
Romo.
He mentioned both his teams.
What yeah,
team
he did.
Play for before?
Oakland,
so,
right?
According to him, he was scouting Romo in
How many other quarterbacks are there that have, you know, their last name is a verb? Like, he pulled a
Kaepernickel.
Romo.
Yeah, a Kaepernickel.
A Kaepernickel?
You pulled a Kaepernickel.
That sounds new and made up to me.
You run out of the pocket and run out of bounds and
yeah, Kaepernickel. Yourself. You just Kaepernickled yourself. I agree with that.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
How about, I'm going for a staph infection.
Yeah, well.
How would it be a verb when it's an adjective?
No, you're pulling, you're doing a Romo, that is a verb.
Technically that's a noun anyway, guys.
Well, yes, I know it's a noun, but when your name can be changed to a
little English lesson here.
How bad you are.
Like, why?
Franchise, can I get that's bad English?
It's very bad English.
Bad math.
Can we, like, what's the equivalent here? Like, I'm pulling a Pantera. Is that the equivalent?
The grammar.
Is that the podcast equivalent? I'm pulling a Pantera.
Pretty much.
Pretty much. Like pulling.
Wait,
a
wait.
Robo,
what's the definition of that?
Pulling your pants down.
Falling off your chair and shitting yourself.
I don't think I've ever done that before.
It has to involve shit. Has to involve excrement.
Butt hurting or butthole yeah, hurting.
I don't
or
get
something.
Butt hurt.
Wow. So,
wow.
I don't know where you guys are getting this from.
All right. So Romo'd himself. And the Cowboys suffered. What else happened? Eagles? Are they back? Are the Eagles back?
No.
They lost Vic, so no.
We gotta talk about New England and the Bengals losing.
They ran over an overrated 0-5 team. No.
They're not back.
No.
Alright.
Shouldn't we talk about how the New England Patriots fucked up against the Bengals?
No, because it wasn't their fault. It was the rain. You blame the rain for that.
Yeah. You can't blame the rain in a game where rain or shine, you play. You know, snow, you play. That's just...
Would you play in hail?
Probably not.
It was hailing.
It was hailing.
It was hailing?
Boom.
Hailing only lasts for a couple
blame
seconds.
Blame it on the rain.
Hail doesn't last long.
Are you kidding me? I've seen hail last for 30, 45 minutes. What are you talking about?
I've seen
the hail out of here.
I've only seen it last for three or four years. All right, what else? I'm looking at these scores. Who cares? Who cares? The Monday night game was very disappointing.
Yeah.
Very disappointing.
And I didn't watch any highlights.
Curly got a touchdown.
Thank you again. Canada, he's the best at like breaking down the game.
There was just reading the stats? The box score?
There's a touchdown scored.
Well, so explain to me what happened with Jones's leg.
Oh.
I didn't see anything happen. He was hurt before.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
He's been feeling a knee injury all season.
He's been hurt all year, basically. And
so this game like confirmed that he's done now?
No, he's not done.
He's not done at all.
I just read on Twitter right before we started that he's possibly done for the season.
Whoa. Okay.
That wasn't something I found in the box score.
So maybe there was at the end of the game, he did fall. It didn't look like anything and it looked like he was on the sideline, but it was the end of the game, just resting, kind of walking around.
Yeah. I mean, if you go to NFL's site, on ESPN, the homepage there says Jones is possibly likely out for the year.
Mm.
Wow.
That's a great trade.
The best part about that game last night is Matt Ryan is possibly the best young quarterback in the NFL. He was literally, even though they lost, defense.
Wait a minute. It says the Falcons fear Jones could miss the rest of the season due to a foot injury suffered Monday night.
That's what I'm asking about. Nobody watched the game?
He got injured his foot, but the knee is what's been bothering him all season.
Oh, yeah, this was a foot. I just don't know what happened.
There was no report during the game that he had a foot injury.
Yeah, that was good. It says he's going to go get a second opinion on Wednesday.
Yeah, he's done for the season. That's automatic. I'm done for the season when you go second opinion.
Oh, this is pretty big news. Ray Rice is back.
Not really.
Oh, he kind of is back.
He's back.
He's back.
Just deception.
Over under carries.
Yes, we have an update for that.
Let's take a look here. Let's see how many carries he had. We can just estimate. Ray Rice. Wow. 27 carries.
Mm. He's got about 50 now, right?
Let's take a look here. He has 57 carries through 5 weeks.
What the fuck is this asshole?
A third of the way there.
Oh,
third
wow.
of the way there.
Wow. I mean, he could go down. Was there any kind of stipulation with season ending injury or anything?
No, it seemed to be, unfortunately, pretty healthy.
All right. Well, we'll see. Still pretty up good. In here.
Third guy with one leg.
Yeah. With both legs amputated.
All right, that's enough. Enough of the scoreboard NFL talk. Let's talk about Week 5 matchups. Let's talk about, let's talk about the rivalry of the week. voted on by the owners.
Wait a minute. I thought all of them were rivalry of the week.
Yeah, no, they were all rivalries for sure, but there was one above all. And voted by the owners in the poll, Martinez, Lazy Kings versus Galabra, and Lazy Kings grabbing their first win, 99-77.
It's amazing that I didn't see any votes until Sunday night.
I voted prior.
God dang it.
All right.
I actually voted for you, sir.
All right.
No, I didn't. I absolutely did not.
He did. He said 20 points, me winning by 20 points.
Oh, I was close.
Pretty close.
All right, so, Lazy Kings, how did you make this happen? Because you kind of shut this league up in this game.
Yeah, I did. I did. Like to hand it to Ray Rice. You know, getting those 20 points that I needed.
27 carries.
Yeah.
2 touchdowns. Why not?
Maybe that trade worked out for you.
Somebody got trade wrapped here.
Somebody got trade wrong.
It's gonna be a couple weeks for you to determine out who, though.
That's true. We're gonna keep an eye on these two teams because right now one team is on the upswing. Now,
so Bourne, are you saying that maybe I got trade wrapped?
No. Before going into the Sunday, I thought it was actually a fair deal.
Yeah, me too.
No, the league didn't know.
Thought that you got trade wrapped.
Yeah,
Pantera.
And now,
yeah,
No.
That's how good the league is at understanding trades.
I agree with Darcy Kennedy. I think
Darkey?
I did a good trade here.
Darcy Kennedy.
My full
Darcy.
Name, right?
I said
Look,
Darcy.
I thought it was a good trade.
Yeah, he thought it was good for both sides.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of disappointing though that you couldn't use Colin Kaepernick the week you needed to. But Terrell Pryor did, you know, just as good as Drew Brees did, so.
Guys, Kaepernick isn't very good.
You know, I don't think he is.
Who isn't very good?
Kaepernick.
Oh, no, he's great.
I think you're going to run the ball way more than now.
No. The big upside.
Gore's going to get injured.
Yep, Gore's going to get out for the season.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Out for the season.
He's injured every year. What are you talking about?
He's consistent.
He hasn't had one healthy season since he's been in the NFL.
You guys claim that every star running back is going to get injured.
No, he's the injury machine.
He hasn't had a healthy season since he was at, what, Miami?
Yeah, since Miami.
I followed this guy's career. He has had a healthy season.
Franchise is the foremost expert on Frank Gore.
He's probably the foremost expert on carries per season.
Next matchup.
Why did you not play Vernon Davis against Houston?
I'd heard that he was questionable going into the game with a hamstring injury, and since he was on the second, he was in the afternoon or evening, I didn't want to take a chance.
What was Fleener?
Yeah.
Fleener against Seattle?
Fleener?
Yeah.
Stephen Hill? Oh, man, dude.
I had to pick up Hill because Brown went out in the morning.
Yeah.
And I had to scramble between him and a couple others that I decided, and with nobody else really to catch the ball, or so I thought for New York, I thought he was going to get a little bit more than 2 receptions, but no dice.
All right, Canada, let's go to your matchup. You taking on the Mexico Brownies. You go down 76-116.
Mm-hmm.
And the Brownies. What? Wait, whoa, what's going on there?
Talking about getting wrapped.
Whoa. well, hold on here now.
I got pretty wrapped.
Buddy,
You got – hold on. Romo,
yeah, Kobe Fleener still would have helped me win against Canada this week.
Would everyone have beat Canada?
It's possible.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Let me see this. That can't be right.
He did. He wouldn't have.
Whoa!
Oh, that's right.
No, let's not jump ahead. Let's not jump ahead. Let's stick on the matchup at hand. King Canada, 76.
Okay, well, I lost because, yeah.
Say it.
Stafford.
You're Canadian.
I don't really have a good running back other than Gore. Got Bernard Pierce.
The injury machine, you mean?
Yeah, my guys just didn't do very. Fitzgerald.
Fitzy.
I thought he was one of the best wide receivers, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, okay.
He's also
kind of like Andre Johnson for me.
He's not doing it for me.
They're both old.
And, yeah, Tony Romo'd. 5 touchdowns, you know, got him 40 points. Burger.
Yeah, you got Romo'd.
Yep. I got wrapped and Romo'd and staff infected.
Now, McLean, now you can't take any kind of pride in this victory because you know.
Are you kidding? You know, I've been on Blackman all season.
Oh, come on. Stop.
Blackman.
Stop.
McGahee. Nobody wanted him.
Oh, stop. Nobody wanted him.
Curly's back.
Oh, Curly is not back. I mean.
The 1 week he didn't have AP, of course.
Yeah, he scored the most points.
Didn't even have AP.
Wow.
John Ramirez sounds like he's on a 1990 cell phone.
Yeah, are you on a 1990 cell phone?
No, somebody's streaming Hulu. No.
Who's streaming Hulu?
It's terrible.
Go shut it off on him.
I can't.
Go tell him. Not in my house. Not now. Not ever. That's what I do in Casa de Zapata.
No, you don't.
Yeah, aren't we starting this early so that your wife?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. 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 Okay, so 116 for the Brownies. That'll come up later. Next matchup. Let's see who's here. Straight Trash Homie, 81. Father Muckers 103, team inactive, scored 103 points. I think he changed his lineup. Has anybody been able to confirm this?
I can't confirm.
I saw some activity, and I don't know if it was from Twitter, if it was in my email, but I think he changed his lineup.
You get emails if a lineup is updated?
I get emails in certain activities in this league.
Sounds like the NSA.
Commissioner's prerogative.
Commissioner,
your trash homies could have definitely won this. Hey, shut your face. You shut your face.
Hey, Commissioner.
Yes.
I don't want to be rude.
Okay. But, you have the floor, sir.
There were no power rankings this week.
No, there were our power rankings. Absolutely.
There were really loves.
We'll go through the power rankings.
Well, you should love them. You're still at the bottom of them.
Well, I don't see how they have any relevance.
No spoilers on the power rankings. We'll get into that shortly. Straight trash, like you said, could have won. T.Y. Hilton, 26 points. You might want that in your lineup. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
You might want 18 from Jason Witten. I don't know. Maybe.
Instead of 3.
Yeah. I mean, if you want points, then you should probably put those points in your lineup. Now, I can see maybe there's a decision to be made for Cameron versus Witten, except for there isn't a decision because Whedon's the starting quarterback, and Jason Witten, they were playing Denver, who you know is going to give up a ton of points. Lesson learned. And I don't know about T.Y. Nobody saw that coming.
Are we talking about Brian Hoyer's injury?
He's out for a season.
Bobby Hoyer. Yeah,
he's out.
Bobby.
Next matchup. Team Chuck Norris versus the Rotting Tomatoes. Chuck Norris pulls it out 107-103, plays Phillip Rivers, ends up being the right move. Drop Brady now. It's over. Rotting Tomatoes put up some points, can't get the W. Benched his keeper, still has Gronkowski.
Fred Jackson got him 21 points against Cleveland.
Not enough. Not enough. Overthinking it still.
Mismanaged his team once more.
Next matchup.
They're awful.
Mercy Hospital versus TPS NFL Bums. Bums win this 96-67. And, Mercy Hospital's team is terrible. They're terrible. The Bums continue to win because they have a terrible schedule.
Well, what's going on with Maurice Jones-Drew? This guy was a great running back, right?
No, he's on Jacksonville. They can't throw the ball. So guess what? 8 in the box.
He's got Joyke Bell.
He's coming off an injury, too.
Absolutely. It's not going to happen for them this year. They're a terrible team. They can't throw the ball.
Sorry.
Huh.
It's over for him.
Huh.
He had his chance.
He had a couple of years where he's pretty good, but now he's just, he's on a downslide.
I guess Bums thinks he's going to make the playoffs with Alex Smith.
Yeah.
He might do it.
Russell Wilson.
He might
just do it.
Yeah.
Nah.
Last match above the season or the week, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, what happened with this one?
Yeah, this was interesting.
Team Beast Mode versus Rough Riders.
Yeah, well.
We were getting to that. He was getting to that.
Yeah, yeah, I was getting to it. I mean, when you don't get the number one wide receiver in the NFL, what do you think's going to happen? Just like Detroit.
What happened to him? He's injured, though?
I'm going
to
tell you what happened.
All I know.
This machine going.
All I know.
Is that the mushroom stamp music? Is that what happened? Did you?
I think that's what the Team Rough Riders have on the side of their helmet.
No, no. All I want to know is, or actually, let me tell the league something. I exposed Team Beast Mode this week. Okay.
Yeah.
Team Beast Mode is not 4-0-1 good.
Yeah. Okay, buddy.
There is a chink in that armor. No racist.
I was just gonna say.
Wow. What's the chink? I freaking had a zero in my lineup and still beat you?
Team Beast Mode is who we thought they were.
Looks like you're one-dimensional too, Edidi.
I played them last year.
That's why he had, he was like, oh, I need Calvin Johnson. Just like Detroit.
Anybody can beat Team Beast Mode. Anybody.
Well,
yeah, Diddy, why didn't you start the law firm?
That wouldn't matter.
I was tinkering around with my lineup just to see what I could do. I was like, let me play some of the weaker players. People who are injured that I know won't score very well.
Is that a Chiefs D?
Yeah, I left Chiefs D on the bench. What's up?
And I had insider information on Terrence Williams, and I didn't pull the trigger. Insider information on Terrence Williams, and I didn't pull
the
trigger.
Yeah, they said he was going to start this week.
Why did you play Blount over Green Ellis?
Blount?
How about Blount?
Blount. Blount? What? Blunt?
Blunt.
Okay, I'm just pronouncing it.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I'm used to it. It's the same guy that says Diablo or Diablo.
Yeah, I haven't said that in like 3 months.
It doesn't matter. Said it.
4 months.
It doesn't matter. You still said it.
And here's the problem with last night's game. Because I didn't lose to Team Beast Mode. I lost to the officiating crew.
Oh, here we go.
At the end of the game.
Oh, God.
We were tied 74-74. And all of a sudden, a phantom holding call on Tony Gonzalez on fourth down. Which would have solidified the tie for the Rough Riders, but no.
Hey man, all that cranking you're doing, I see a woman outside twerking.
Future Hall of Famer upside
down twerking to it.
I thought the NFL had rules. I guess not. I guess you can just do phantom flags and give franchise a free win.
Free win, all right.
Wow.
If I had played my bench, I still would have beat you.
I am.
Whoa.
Marking this down as a loss against the officiating crew of that Monday night game, a loss against Team B.
Team Rough Riders, or should I call them Team Mushroom Stampers, because they have mushroom stamps all over their helmets.
Next matchup.
You are 0-3. You are the New York Giants here against me.
I'm going to win 2 Super Bowls in the next 5 years?
No. You're.
I'm gonna do a salsa dance in the end zone.
Hey, you're doing a salsa dance, but you still lost. I own you.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. That's it.
I own you.
I'm circling my entire computer right now.
I own you.
Next, let's go. Week six matchups. Not rivalry week. Let's go. What should we call this week? Friendlies. It's our friendly week. Galabra versus Team Chuck Norris.
Okay.
What's your keys to victory?
Ryan Tomatoes versus Mexico Brownies.
Yeah,
there
you go. Likely to pull off another trade against Pantera in which I,
right.
in which I get another quarterback who has declining value.
The keys to victory.
That or as long as maybe Chuck Norris doesn't fill out his lineup, it's probably the best attempt I have at this point.
I think I'm looking at my next win this week against Mercy Hospital.
All right, let's go to your matchup. Keys to victory. Lazy Kings.
Yeah, I think I definitely got this one in the bag already.
God.
All right, those are the keys to victory for Lazy Kings. Canada, you're taking on Father Mucker's Team Inactive. What are your keys?
I just started looking at this. I don't know the keys.
To victory. Perfect.
Is everybody gone?
Next matchup. Hold on. No, I got everyone still on here.
Okay.
I'm here. I'm just waiting my turn.
All right. Hold on. It'll be your turn coming up here real short. All right. Next matchup is... Where are you? Bums versus...
Bums at Beast
at
Mode?
Beast Mode. Keys to victory, franchise.
What are you going to do with Jones?
Jones is out of here. He's out.
And it's obviously not time for Manuel, so what are you going to do with him?
He's out of there. He's not coming back. He's out for the season.
Like I told you, franchise team is not as good as the 4-0-1 record he has. I exposed him.
You exposed me to what? Your staff infection?
Keys to victory.
There is no key to victory. I'm going to keep rolling.
Rotting Tomatoes versus the Mexico Brownies. Brownies, what are your keys to victory?
Do I sound better?
Yes.
Okay.
By yes, I mean no.
Okay. The key to victory is the logo.
Oh, man. Okay, so there's a new logo launched this week. There's a new Mexico Brownies logo, a new Mexico Brown Bombers logo, and what's your other team?
Monster Dongs.
The Monster Dongs logos. And if you can see these logos right now, they're extremely racist, but accurate. That's what
What's great is how much they complement each other across the leagues.
Right. They're absolutely a set, I guess, is what you could call it.
Brand consistency.
The Brownies logo, it's like it's actually not real. It's a fake logo.
What do you mean it's a fake logo?
This is a twist.
Oh, whoa.
M. Night Shyamalan twist.
Oh!
Oh!
All right.
This logo is the Rough Riders of logo. It's fraudulent.
Whoa!
It's a mirage.
Wow.
Because my real logo wasn't ready yet. But so, now it is.
So wait a minute. Now it
so
is.
So it's, we're revealing?
Yes.
Is it right now? Can I
right now?
Right. In a couple. Like a minute.
Wait, what do you mean a minute?
Is that what all those BRBs have been?
No, that was Hulu.
Oh, okay.
Come on. Did you do the, is it not in my house?
No, I didn't.
And throw something? Knock something over? Maybe a chair?
No.
Alright.
I should have.
How much?
Okay.
Is it ready?
No.
Well, oh my gosh.
I'm looking for it.
What do you mean? Oh my. I keep refreshing
it. It wouldn't be stored on your desktop by any chance.
F5.
That's where I left it.
The live reveal.
This was professionally done.
New Mexico Brownies logo.
You hired somebody to do this logo for you?
Yes. Sort of.
The Mexico Brownies.
Somebody not connected with the league or. Right.
Oh, an outsider.
Cares about fantasy football.
A third party.
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, I went up to them and said, hey, you want to make a logo for my fantasy football team?
And they're like, what do you want? And you were like, something extremely racist. Look.
Something extremely amazing.
Whoa!
So here it is.
Oh, snap! Oh, snap. Oh, man, this is not good for the league. That strikes fear in every opponent.
Whoa.
Okay, so over.
Wow. It's like, so think about it like this. It's like a luchador mask with a killer mustache. Like, that mustache could kill. But then, also, guns a-blazing.
Those guns could kill.
The guns actually kill, and the mustache could kill. They're ready to kill. Now, I don't know if I should call that a hat or a sombrero.
That's up to you.
I think a sombrero better describes so people can get in the mood of what this logo represents. Now,
well, is Obama going to make you change this though?
Whoa. Why? What's wrong with it?
Well, if he's trying to make the change the Redskins.
Well, here's the thing. There's no brown in the logo, so it's not racist.
That's true. That's true.
Mexico brownies the with a teal, kind of.
I like it.
Ready to kill with the mustache or guns. Live reveal, Mexico brownies, new logo. Now, is there going to be other logos? This
for the other teams? Like
yeah, for the other teams?
No, those are legit.
Okay. All right.
You got to see the Mexico brownies logo on the same page as the Rotten Tomatoes. Then you really get the feeling of who's going to win.
All right. Have we gone through all the matchups? Who's next? I guess we just have the Straight Trash Homie versus the TBS NFL Rough Riders. And I don't know. It depends on if Calvin Johnson's going to play. If he plays, guaranteed win. If he doesn't, coin flip. Keys to victory. All right, now it's time for our Week 5 power rankings. Big shakeup in the power rankings. Huge shakeup in the power rankings. I know what I said last week. Whoever wins the franchise Team Beast Mode Rough Riders matchup would be the number one ranked team in the power rankings. But I did some tweaking of the math. Kind of right-sized the algorithm. And what it spit out is a little bit shocking.
What it was a bunch of regurgitated garbage. That's what it is.
Oh, wow.
So number 12, Rotting Tomatoes, down 2 from last week. Up 1, Martinez Lazy Kings to number 11.
Yeah.
Down 1, Mercy Hospital. Now here's a shakeup. Delabra loses up 2. In the power rankings to number 9.
Ooh.
I like this algorithm.
Number 8, Straight Trash Homie, down 1 from last week. Number 7, the biggest loser of the week, the TPS NFL Rough Riders,
the
down 4.
For this league. What are you talking about?
Well, you can look at if you can kind of look behind the curtain here, losing to a lesser team definitely hurts you in the power rankings. Losing to franchise, the fraud of this league.
The teams the whole season.
Extremely hurts you.
Lost to a team that is 10 times better than you. You lost to a team that continuously beats you like you stole something.
I didn't lose to you though. I lost to the refs.
Like you just went into my pocket and took a hondo out.
I lost to a pink flag. That's who I lost to.
You got beaten again.
Number 6. TPS NFL Bones. TPS NFL Bums, no movement. Number 5, Fothermuckers. Up 3, inactive, continue to move up the power ranking. Number 4, Team Canada, losing up a slot. Down 2 slots, even though he won Team Beast Mode at number 3.
Yeah, that's coming. That's trash. The only undefeated team in the league and I'm down? That makes no sense.
Number 2, Team Chuck Norris. Up 2 slots from last week. And the new number 1 power rank team in the TPS NFL, the Mexico Brownies.
Who's not even on the call to gloat.
Come on, Mexico Brownies. Hold on, I'm going to call him back. I'm sure he's seen it already.
And he himself said these power rankings are just totally, totally wrong.
Is this going to be a transition then into if the playoffs started today?
Absolutely. If he answers the call.
Okay.
If not, we'll just move on to if the playoffs started today. Straight Trash Homie would be taking on Team Beast Mode in the 8-1 matchup. Third power ranked team would get the number 1 slot in the playoffs. Father Muckers, Team Inactive, would be taking on Team Chuck Norris in the 5-4. Team Canada in the 6-3 against the TPS NFL Bums. And the TPS NFL Rough Riders taking on the Mexico Brownies in the 7-2 matchup if the playoffs starter today. Outside looking in would be Rotting Tomatoes and Mercy Hospital, and then Galabra in a rematch of Rivalry Week against the Martinez Lazy Kings.
We all know who would win that one. Me.
Hard to argue with the facts.
Yep. I have to change history first.
Boom.
That's if the playoffs started today. All right, what's next? What do we do next?
Pick'ems.
Oh, yeah, pick'ems. All right, here we go, pick'ems. Let's see. Pretty rough week for everyone except for footballics.com. McLean got 8 right. Still has the lead with 45 total points. Ron Bro only got 6, second with 43, and then a bunch of people with 5. I got 5. JT got 5. Bourne got 5. 39, 39, and 37. Franchise coming up with 6, but still quite a bit behind with 30 points. And Bowser didn't make any picks. 27 points.
Waving the white flag.
Yeah, probably doesn't have a chance to pull it out. But again, we're still in striking distance. That's all that matters is consistency throughout the weeks to try to win 50 space bucks from our sponsor, B-Smith3258. We should talk a little bit about the TPS NBA real quick. A lot of controversy from last week's league changes, some upset ownership. And does it surprise you, Bourne, that the guy who won a championship abusing the scoring system would be upset about the changes?
Well, I mean, I've been in the championship back-to-back years and haven't been able to pull it out, so I don't want to come across as if I need to make the change simply to make it easier for me when I go there a third time, but...
You wouldn't want to call yourself enemy number one, right?
Right, right. Yeah. That's the idea behind it.
Right.
I'll strut around like LeBron, pumping my chest, and then acting like I'm breaking bodies over my knees.
Now there's a very lengthy post if you're interested in following the discussion in the TPS NFL, lengthy post about why decisions were made, how these will impact the league, pretty good explanations of why this is a better system than what we had last year. I agree that an auction draft is more exciting and it will absolutely prove how little we know about basketball when we do this bidding. I like the scoring system, mostly because I didn't like last year's either, and I didn't like it the year before. So we got to get it right eventually.
What are we going to call this, settings gate?
Yeah, that's a good, I like that, settings
okay.
gate.
Okay.
Everything else seems to be fine. Again, there's one owner out there, you need to sign up, and you know who you are. I've already sent you the email. I've sent you the invitation. Sign up.
I am a little worried about how much activity there's been already and the season hasn't even started. That's a lot to keep up with all the posts and the tweets and stuff like that.
If you're in it, you're in it. Get signed up. I don't want to have to push
that. Who are you talking to when you're telling them to sign up?
They know who they are.
They know who they are.
They know exactly who they are.
I hope you're not talking about me because I'd totally be uninterested.
Do you know who you are?
Okay, good.
I didn't think so. All right, so I guess that's it for this week's TPS NFL update. Pantera, since you have been on here, or this is your first time on here, I'm going to give you the last word. Whatever you want to say, take us out.
I'd just like to say thank you, Mike, for the great trade.
Yeah.
It was a good game. I'm not going to gloat. I'm just going to say thank you.
And in your face, I took you down. Oh, yeah,
no,
first win.
I honestly don't feel like anybody got treated unfairly.
If I could teabag you, I would. Is that what you mean?
Thank you, Mike Marich.
Three wins.
All right. Your name isn't Mark.
No, it's Marich.
Yeah.
Marich.
Marich.
Damn, can you get anybody's name right?
No.
Yeah, I'd like to see you guys try to pronounce my last name.
Stuhlmacher.
Stuhlmacher. Stuhlmacher.
Stuhlmaker.
No. German. No. I spent 8 years in Germany.
Mike Butthurt.
You kind of made more of an old name in seventh hole. You kind of said Stuhlmacher.
Wait, okay, wait. McLean's back.
My internet went down.
We need your instant reactions to being the number one ranked team in the Week 5 power ranking.
Well, I figured out the formula for...
Whoa.
Yeah, this is...
Algorithm.
Whatever. When you lose, you just rank teams by points.
That is not true. I can guarantee you that. Wrong.
But I do like how my scenario played out. I predicted you and Franchise would have the lowest scoring game, and then I had the highest score of the week.
So what you're saying...
You know, I thought you were going to stick to your guns, though.
Oh.
Your guns aren't ready to kill.
Well, after,
and you don't have the logo of guns anyway.
Well,
so
after
stop trying.
I was beat by a flag, there is no way I could
wait a
rank
minute.
Franchise
guns,
number one.
Water guns. Every year we go through this. This is 3 years running. As soon as my team comes up and beats this team, there's this big. Oh, it was the ref's fault. Oh, it was this person's fault. Oh, be a man. Take it like a man. Take it like Pantera between the cheeks.
Mike Butthurt.
I don't know what that means.
Just do it.
I saw what you did there. Just switch it.
Like that, did you, boy?
All right. Welcome.
Welcome. Round two.
You know what? I gotta say this, too. I wasn't feeling well last night, and I took some medicine that actually knocks you out. And I was struggling because our matchup was so close. I forced myself to stay awake through medicine, and I'm laying there in misery, in absolute misery. Like, you gotta be kidding me. We are tied. My eyes cannot open. I'm completely drugged up. I want to sleep. We're tied, and then I lose because of a penalty flag.
So, shouldn't you have been disqualified?
What do you mean disqualified?
You were playing under the influence. You wouldn't have passed the drug test.
I wouldn't have passed the drug test. You're right.
Good thing your game is null and void
good
now?
Good thing we get tested before the game.
Before, but during the game,
during
anything
the game,
goes.
Hey, you've already been tested. Free game. Not a big deal. You do what you do.
You do what you do.
So, I'm going to change your logo to a penalty flag, Franchise.
You guys see the spread on the Broncos-Jaguars game?
Was it 27.5?
Yeah.
Come on. Jacksonville's going to cover.
Wow.
You got to take Jacksonville. I mean, 27. Peyton Manning isn't that good. Is he?
Why do you even bother?
That's true. I agree. They'll probably win by 30.
Whoa. What about Blackman?
What about Blackman?
He's going to get 500 yards.
No, he's not.
He's going to pull up Romo.
Okay. He's going to wait. So he's going to fumble the touchdown, the game-winning touchdown. Or no, the cover-spreading touchdown.
The cover-spreading. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let me play this music.
Oh, did we talk about the pick-ems?
Yeah, we talked about the pick-ems.
Oh, okay.
Why? What do you want to say about the pick-ems?
Well, right. I mean, nothing. Everyone had a bad week.
Yeah.
Except me.
No, you had a bad week.
I had an average week.
No, you had a bad week. Anything under 10 is a bad week. Anything under 9
so
is
you
a
haven't
bad
had a good
no,
week.
No, anything under 8 is a bad week, okay? I've had one bad week.
So mine
season.
Wasn't a bad week.
Anything under, how many did you get?
8.
Anything under 8.5 is a bad week.
Sounds honest to me.
Is there anything else we missed? You want to talk about the, real quick, the fantasy basketball, your chart?
Settings gate.
Your chart that you made?
My chart?
Yeah, your chart.
Yes. I use Notepad. And
so
the calculator.
You got a computer like that's running on Windows 95 or something?
Hey, if it's not, if it ain't broke, don't fix
don't
it.
Don't fix it.
You set Ron Burrow in his place, right?
I mean, did
I? You kind of took him to school. You were driving the bus there, okay?
I did.
I took him to school. You wanted to put Choo Choo in one of those posts. I could tell.
Choo Choo?
Yeah. I mean, you were pulling on that string. You know, you were writing out
a
post.
Is it a train or a bus?
It was both. He had a bus in one hand and a train in another. And he was like, choo choo, hoo hoo. I could tell. He's writing out those posts, just pulling on that chain. Chick, 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 chick. I could tell.
So where did that end up?
Nothing's changing.
You're just gonna ignore him?
Well, you saw my response post, right?
That's yeah, why, well, yeah. Technically John should already know what's gonna happen.
You think of everything.
Oh. That's right. But I'm not going to spoil it for you guys.
All right, so join us next week for the another edition of the TPS NFL update and soon to be TPS NBA update. We're going to start throwing some of that stuff in there and Major League Playoffs review show shortly. Night night.
Night night.
The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. But we let them off the hook. But they are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. But they are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. If you want to crown them, play them in preseason. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. If you want to crown them, play the three quarters. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. If you want to crown them, play them in preseason. If you want to crown them, then crown their ass. If you want to crown them, play the three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. But they are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. The Bears are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook. But they are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. They are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field.